Locker room chats continue. Now we step back inside the Twin Valley League and talk to Valley Heights girls basketball coach. That is Jordan Brocksterman. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, you look at how things transpired for you last year. 21-2, undefeated league title, a third place finish in the state tournament, and obviously a team that could have won state, but a devastating loss in the semifinals to Pitt Colgan on a last second shot. But obviously a very talented team that you had, and a very good record that you guys put together. A quick assessment on how things ended for you last year.
No, it was a successful season, but still we weren't entirely satisfied. Like you said, we thought we could make a really nice run, but played a tough team and had a tough night scoring the ball, so didn't fall our way, but that's just how the game goes. And, you know, again, I was super proud of the girls last season. We had a lot of team, you know, a lot of schools had this problem. We had a lot of team issues with COVID. We went into multiple quarantines throughout the season and ate away at a lot of our practice time, but still kind of persevered through those difficult times and were able to kind of put a nice run together at the end of the year. We did, you know, toward the end of it, we lost a starter in the first round of the state tournament to an ACL, and Delana Merck tore ACL in the first round of the state tournament. That kind of hurt us and took the wind out of our sails a little bit going to the semifinals. I think if we have her in that game, she makes a difference, but that's just how it goes, and I was extremely proud of how the girls did last year.
Plenty of senior leadership on the roster this year, and just really a good mix that's returning for you guys, and obviously the expectations would be high, but how's the team kind of gelled together here early on, getting ready for the start of this year?
Yeah, we have a core group of seniors that have been contributing at the varsity level for a while now, really all of them since their freshman year in high school, so they really set the tone for us. They are great models for what we expect from our kids in practice, because they've been around the block for a little while and competed at a high level. So they've been really great in terms of their own performance, but also I think the way they model how hard they need to work in practice for the younger kids kind of establishes a culture that hopefully we can sustain here for a while.
Yeah, Kat Torber, Abigail Steinfurt, Maddie Vermitten, Emma Youngberg, just very quality pieces across the board. But, you know, how many are there some younger classmen who are kind of surprising you here earlier and at least maybe expecting here early on to contribute for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned Delana Merck earlier. She had recovered from her ACL injury, but actually late in volleyball season, she blew her other knee out. So we're missing her returning, but that's given an opportunity for other girls to step into important roles that we need filled. We have a pair of juniors that are great quality kids that can provide different ways of scoring for us. Kaylee Scala is a junior, and Taya Smith being the other junior. And then we have a good group of sophomores, Maggie Turber, Audra Steinfurt, Brooke Porter. They're all exceptional players and great athletes. And then we have a couple freshmen in the mix that have done a really good job early this season in practice. So we're excited to see how they kind of improve throughout the season and maybe find their own varsity court time opportunities.
When you're the best team in the Twin Valley League, as you guys were last year, it seems like the following year you're going to tend to get everybody's best shots. Obviously, the league's very challenging each year. You know, how do you see the TVL shaping out?
TVL is always a great league because it does really prepare you well for what you'd want to see in postseason. So we want to get everybody's best shot, and we hope that we do, and we hope that it helps, you know, build us up for a good postseason run. And that's the benefits of playing in this league. You get tough caliber teams night in, night out, and no game is guaranteed, and we need that in order to push us to be successful late in the year.
It's going to be a few weeks before you see a team from the Twin Valley League. It's a pretty difficult stretch for you guys out at the gate. Riley County, Marysville, and Republic County, your first three. You know, I guess not so much getting into them individually too much, but, you know, talk about this first few game stretch again with these teams outside the TVL.
Yeah, we've really tried to kind of strengthen our schedule as much as possible by playing some bigger schools. So we've got Riley County and Marysville and Republic County, and then some good competitive TVL schools in Frankfort and Donovan West before the break. So we like to hope that it kind of preps us for the difficulties of the season right out the gate, and we can kind of hope to get going on a good note this year. But our girls have to step up to early challenges, and I think that's a good thing for us.
That is Jordan Brockstrom, the girls basketball coach at Valley Heights, of course, off a 20-plus win season a year ago, looking to continue that trend here in 21 and at 22. And, of course, it is brought to you by our conversations with the coach, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Valley Heights and Riley County will get their seasons going on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Riley County, and we'll do it the same time next week.
Thank you so much.